And one of the most beautiful scriptures that you can find in the Word of God. I love this. I love this. I love this. The Bible says, "Oh, everyone that thirsted, come ye to the waters. And he that hath no money." Boy, didn't that make you feel good? "He that are broke." How many of you are broke here tonight? Well, you qualify for that one here. "He that hath no money, come ye and buy and eat. Ye come buy wine and milk without money and without price. Wherefore do you spend money for that which is not bread, and your labor for that which satisfieth not?" Man, God is asking a question. Listen to, he says, "Hearken diligently unto me, and eat ye that which is good, and let your soul delight itself in fatness." Woo! Hallelujah. "Incline your ear, come unto me, hear, and your soul shall live. And I will make an everlasting covenant with you, even the sure mercies of David. Behold, I have given him for a witness to the people, a leader and commander to the people." Listen to this. "Behold, I shall call a nation that thou knowest not, and nation that knew thee shall run unto thee because of the Lord thy God, and for the Holy One of Israel, for he hath glorified thee." Hallelujah. "Everyone there is thirst, come and buy without money." Hallelujah. And I was trying to tell you, everybody that you come in contact, they're either going or coming from shopping around. They're either spending their money, and you ask them and they say, "Well, you're done with your shopping?" They say, "Well, I ain't started yet. But I've been doing it for about a month." So what's wrong with you? You mean you ain't started? You doing it for a month? Well, they ain't started the Christmas list shop. Because folks get too picky about their gifts. You know what I mean? And now, it used to be that they ask, that they receive the gift, but now they ask for it. Come on, somebody help me here tonight. And they want, they tell you how they want it, and how size, and what color, and you know what I mean? Something that they want. And it ain't no gift no more. That's what I call a demand. They demanding something. And I even the children, they get so spoiled. When they get that toy, they say, "Well, I don't like that color. I want me a pink one." Ooh, come on. We become so picky about things. And then you got to go and return it back, because all the shopping you did, they didn't amount to nothing, because the people that you gave it, they weren't happy when they got it. Ooh. Is anybody here tonight? And you know what happened? And then shopping becomes a fever. Everybody's going, coming. But I want you to know that when God is calling, he is calling. He says, "Come and buy without money." Hallelujah. Everybody just get around here without money. He says, "Nothing that I sell to you is obtained by money, but there is only one thing that you'll get it, and that's through faith. For without faith, it is impossible to please God." Hallelujah. Boy, I feel good already right here. I don't have time to warm up. I'm going to go hot here tonight. I feel good. Woo, somebody shout praise the Lord. Make some noise a little bit. Hallelujah. How many would like to buy from God here tonight? What do you need tonight? He's got it. Whatever you need, Jesus got it tonight. No money. Woo! Hallelujah. And you know what? You don't need no credit with him. I don't care if your credit is written down. If you just come to him, your past will not equal your future. Just come as you are. I said, come as you are. Whatever you need, he's got it. Why? He don't want your money. Woo! Hallelujah. Everyone there is thirst. Come. Come in without money. I don't want your money. Hallelujah. And you know what? And that's a touchy subject. Money. You know, a lot of folks get mad when you mention money. I mean, they took it in the school, they took it in their job, they took it in their house, they took it in the street, they took it everywhere. But don't you mention it in church.
Yeah, right.
Ooh, come on!
Preach.
And you know, I mean, they don't want to even mention it about it. But you just lay $100 bill in the parking lot and they fight for it. But that's exactly what it is, a hot subject, money. If you want to know a man, how he really is, hallelujah, just find how he acts with his money. That's how you find out how he is. Hallelujah. But you know, this is the buying syndrome we're living on tonight. This is the temporary and the time of the buying syndrome. People is buying. They spending their time and buying. And now God is saying, come on and buy. Come without money. I don't want to check your background. I don't want to see how much money you got. I don't want to see who has put you down and who ain't. I don't want to see what kind of checking account you got. A lot of preachers won't lay hands on you till they see how much your bank's account balance it up. Stay away from it. There are no men of God. Hallelujah. God is not interested in that. He is interested in one thing, and that's you are. Woo, hallelujah. How many would like to buy your Christmas gift here tonight? Woo, hallelujah. I said, how many would like to buy a Christmas gift here tonight? You can come with that money and get it. God says, come and buy with that money. Everyone there is thirst. Come and buy without money. I don't know about you, but I'm thirst. It ain't enough, Lord. When I pray in the morning, I say, Lord, it ain't enough. I want more of you. Hallelujah. I want a revelation. I want the living waters flow. Lord, you said it in your word. There is a living waters that flow out of our belly. I want to know. I say, I want to know, Lord. It's not enough. I want to buy more from you.
Yeah.
Woo, hallelujah.
Yeah.
Buy with our money. Hallelujah. And they sell it on the malls. They even call you on the telephone, telemarketers, letting you know that if you want to buy this or you want to buy that, and they tell you you just won a prize. And you say, honey, I just won a prize. You ain't won nothing. And they ask you, will you mind to tell us which side the Liberty statue's got the torch in? If you guess, then you won $500. Then you say, well, it's in the right hand. They tell you, we'll give you one more chance for you to win. Why? They tried to sell you something. People are set to sell you something. Some of you let a salesman show up in your house and you were so excited about the product, and then you signed up the contract and you forgot to see the small print, and you find out there were more money hidden in the back, and you got burned, and you find out after the 3-day cancellation, too late.
Right. Oh boy.
Ooh, how many know what I'm talking about? And then you call and say, I'm going to... No, you can't cancel no more. You put your signature in it. But you know what God says? He says, come and buy without money. Hallelujah. And because we've been burned before and we don't believe anything, when God says, come and buy, we say, no, there's got to be a catch. Well, I want you to know there's not a catch with God. Hallelujah. He says, a broken heart and a contrite spirit, and no wise God ever despise. Hallelujah. You want to see something from God? Get the heart broken. Hallelujah, Lord. But if you want to buy, there's only one qualification. You know what it is? Hallelujah. You got to be thirst. Whew. He says it right here. Everyone that thirsty come to the waters, and he that hath no money, come and buy. Whew. You got to be thirst. You got to be thirst. How many of you know what I'm talking about, thirst? I tell you what, I could never find out what thirst was until I was working way up in the woods and in a little town called Hodgenville, Kentucky. And I'll never forget it. I was learning my English there, and a man, a farmer by the name of J.T. Perman, his hands, I mean, like tractor tires look like. He don't even have an eye. He lost an eye working in the farm. I mean, his body is wear out working and nailing and picking up, and I mean, like a tractor bulldozer. And then when you shake hands with him, you are ashamed because your hands look like a secretary hands. And when he harvests us tomorrow, 6 o'clock, I pick you up, and we're going at the pitch head. And I have somebody to translate me. So what he says? He said, tomorrow, 6 o'clock, sharp, go and pick some head. I say, yes, sir. He says, take your gloves, because you're going to need them. I said, no, I ain't needing it. I'm going to be just like J.D. Oh. Next morning, he picked me up at 6 o'clock in the morning. I'll never forget it. And he told me take a big gallon of water, because that place that we're going, they ain't got no water in there. There's just the barn, 90 degrees, sweating. And I say, all right, JT, I'll take it. But instead of taking a water, I took a Kool-Aid, you know what I mean? I say, I like the sweet stuff. And then we went at 6 o'clock in the morning. Pick me up. Start pitching some hay. I mean, there were wagons. He's got a big farm. He's got a lot of hay. And I'm talking about 80-pound almost green hay looking ones. And here I am without gloves. And I told you, stupid Thomas, you should have brought your gloves. He told you to. But I want to play the macho type of man. You know what I mean? I want to be just like JT. And it was about noon, and my Kool-Aid was running down, and he says, a little break we're going to take because there's another wagon coming on, he says. I said, can you handle it? I said, yes, sir, I can handle it. And we wait around, and there comes an 18-wheeler loaded with hay. I said, get out of here. My. My Kool-Aid is about the bottom, no gloves, my hands hurt, but I'm going to play it tough. I'm going to show JT that Spanish folks know how to work too. Yes, 3 o'clock in the evening, I'll never forget it. Whew. My Kool-Aid was off. That 18 wheel was about halfway down. I had my boots working on. I run out of water, no water to drink, and I said, JT, where is the water? I'm thirsty. He said, we need to finish. I ain't going to finish nothing. I'm thirsty. I've been pitching head out about all morning, all day long. I'm thirst. He says, there ain't no water around here. He says, now, but listen, just finish this truck and I'll take you. I said, I ain't got time to finish nothing. I feel like dying. This was the first time in my life that I really felt the thirst. That I about to grip my insides and my toe, and I thought I'm going to pass out. Woo, come on, have you ever been there? Have you ever been thirst spiritually there before? Hallelujah. David says, oh, that somebody give me to drink from the gates of Bethlehem. The water, I'm longing for that water. Have you ever been there? That's what it takes to drink thirst. And he told me, hang on. I said, oh, where is the creek, JT? You told me there's a creek. Tell me. He says, way back, you see them hills up there? You pass the first one and then the second one, and after that, you get to the little creek. I said, I'm getting out of here. Hallelujah. I began to run. He was talking to me. I didn't want to hear one thing. I'm just heading for the water. Thank God for the water. Hallelujah. I said, thank God for the water. The rich man longed for one drop in Abraham's finger, but it was too late. But thank God tonight, I can come to Jesus and say, Lord, give me the drink of that living water. How many want to drink it tonight? You got to be thirst. Deny yourself and say, Lord, I want the water. Woo! Hallelujah. And the moment I began to run, I had one thing in my mind. It was water. I got to run. I mean, I had my mouth gray, like white, and couldn't even talk. I thought I'm going to pass out. And I began to run. I'll never forget it. About 90 degrees sweat. I mean, it was hot, brother. And when I began to go up the hill, I said, there ain't no Greek in here. But he told me just to keep going. I said, I'm going to keep going. Hallelujah. He told me there's another hill. Soon as I get to that hill, he says, there's a little creek. I began to run. One thing in my head. Hallelujah. I want some water. Hallelujah. I was thinking about strawberry shake. I don't want no strawberry shake. Kool-Aid, Listen, when you get thirst, there is only one thing that's going to satisfy you, and that's pure water. Kool-Aid will not do it. Strawberry shake will not do it. It's going to take only the pure living water. Oh, and when I got to that hill, I began to hear the sound. Wow! I said, I began to hear the sound of the living water. There was something about the water running down the creek. I said, listen, there is something about the noise. I hear the sound of abundance of rain. Woo! Coming! Can you hear the sound? And the last days, he said, I will put out my spirit upon all flesh. All flesh. Are you thirsty tonight? How many are thirsty here tonight? Oh, hallelujah. I'm thirst. I'm thirst. Listen, the world will offer you a strawberry shake. The world will offer you some chocolate melt. The world will offer you many flavors and many colors. But what we need is the living water. That's the only thing that I want. Give me to drink. Woo! I'm thirst. And I'll never forget it. Running up the hill. That sound. Whew. Hallelujah. It kept me going. The sound kept me going. Hallelujah. When I got to the top, I looked down there and there was the creek. Whew. Hallelujah. A creek. When I got that run, I'll never forget it. I didn't care who was next to me. I didn't care if there was somebody watching me. I didn't care about nothing. Just one thing. I jumped into that creek with my boots on, with my jeans on, with everything I got. I threw myself into it and I began to roll all over that little creek because I found out what I was looking for. Hallelujah. And you know, this is what God wants. Hallelujah. How bad do you want this water? We're getting by. There's a lot of people that want the blessing, but they don't want to pay the price. And what they do, they put a Kool-Aid showing up with nice looking color. Yeah. They even have one that looked like a windshield cleaner. Man, I hate to look that thing in. I ain't gonna drink windshield color. You know, some of them churches, charismatic churches, and the Lord has opened doors for me. I go everywhere. All they want is to be entertained. They want the nice colors. They want to be attractive to people. They have the form but denying the power. People will not be there satisfied. Oh yeah, they may get by a little bit the first service, but when it comes time when they are when they thirst, they don't want that, brother. When you are thirst, all you want is the living water. Jesus says, I am the living water. I am the living water. How many wants to drink here tonight? I said, how many of you want to drink? Hallelujah, I'm going to drink. One more drink. Hallelujah, I'm going to jump. Hallelujah, in the river. I'm going to get down. Hallelujah, swim. And let God bless me. Woo! I want the living waters. And thank God, I don't have to have money for this. All I have to do is be thirsty. Woo! Yeah. Living water. Thirst. Hallelujah. Oh, everyone, there is thirst. Come and buy without money. There's a place where people are thirst, but they can never buy. They can never obtain it. They can never even imagine having a drop of water. Hallelujah. And you know what kind of place I'm talking about. But thank God tonight we can have a feast. We can jump. Hallelujah. And let the Holy Ghost. Listen. He said it in His word. That if we just let this river flow. Hallelujah. It'll heal everything that comes in contact with. It'll save every sinner that comes in contact with. It'll heal and will recover and bring back deliverance. Why? Because that's what the living water does. Bring water and bring life to where things are dead. Woo! You know, I like what he says. He says, this is a living water. It's not a dead old pound somewhere where all the cows drink and the mosquitoes get abide. It's not a dead old place where the water is dead and it stinks. It is a running water. Hallelujah. It brings life with it. You get a hold of this living water I'm talking about. You get up every morning praising God. I don't care what kind of troubles you're going through. I don't care whose devil you're living with in that house. But if you let this river flow, hallelujah, you will have the abundant life that Jesus Christ talks about. Oh, hallelujah. I know I got a hold of the living water. Hallelujah. There are some churches that all they look like dead old pounds. You know, when I was working with JT, I learned a lot of things. He had a pound in there that was dead. And all them cows hang around there. And they use it as their bathroom type of thing. You know what I'm talking about. And it looks green. And one time one of them baby cows got stuck on it right almost in the midst of it. And guess who was the one that had to go and get it? You got that right, honey. He says, go get that baby cow there. I said, me? Yeah, go ahead, get it. You don't argue with JT. He's an old timer. He don't know what feelings are. He just talked to you. I said, all right, man. Come on, never forget it. Cluck, cluck, cluck. Green. Pick that little baby. Oh, Lord. Get it out of that pound. And I was talking to that baby like, you better never get here again. Put it out. Do you know that when I got home, people just stood away from me and said, where have you been, man? You stink. What's wrong with you? You know what I was? I was in a dead pound, a filthy water full of mud, dead. Hallelujah. I was preaching a revival right there in close to Middletown in Franklin. And there comes a brother when I was getting out of church. He says, Brother Thomas, well, that was a good service, brother. I say, it was a good service, man. Because you need to pray about taking that smoke from hell that you're smoking out. That's what I tell them. Some churches, they don't have, they're bad. Everything goes in it. I mean, everything goes in it. Smoking, amen. Oh, but he's a good brother. Let's put him in the front. He knows how to play real good the guitar. Not in the living water, brother. Oh, but Brother Thomas, you know, she's a good girl. And she's got the talent. But you know why? She looks like Jezebel. Full of mud. Stinks in the nostrils of God. Boy, I'm preaching here. I feel the Holy Ghost. There ain't no life in there, brother. They call that water, there ain't no water, that old pond where everything grows up. The devil have a feast in those kind of places. Not in the living water, be ye holy, for I am holy, saith the Lord. Hallelujah, touch not the unclean thing. Hallelujah, he says, touch not the unclean thing, be ye separate. come from among them. Woo! Why? You belong to another place. You belong to the living water. You got to keep yourself clean. You got to keep yourself purified. And the labor, which is the word of God, the living water. Woo! How many thirst here tonight? Hallelujah. I want to tell you something. There is some living water in this place. Hallelujah. There is a standard in this place. Hallelujah. There is God ordained in this place. Hallelujah. We believe in holiness, brother. Hallelujah. We believe that God is holy and the people that serve Him is holy. And if you want to be in God's army, you may as well wear His uniform and learn how to be clean. Take all filthiness and all lust of the flesh. Because if you want to live in that, jump to that dead old pond where the cows hang around, where all them mosquitoes hang around, when there is dead and still alive. And you know what? Everybody will know that you hang around them places. Where were you being, man? Well, I've been praising the Lord. Well, we had a beautiful... You ain't got no time in there. You're in a dead old pound. Smell. Thank God for the living waters. The more I think about this, the more I love Him, the more I want to drink, man. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And with this I finish here tonight. My time is over. Hallelujah. Then there's another... Have you ever been in the places where they say they purify the water? They clean the water. They put chemicals on it. Springboro, they have one of them. Buck, 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 buck. Water. Dirty water, and they put chemicals on it. And I mean, they have everything. They come from the surge water. Stinks, green, black waters. And they throw them up in there. And when I find out what they did, I ain't going to drink no more. Because what they do, they say they purified that thing. And I say, you mean to tell me that? You know what? A lot of saints are ironed up and start up real good, but they ain't washed in the blood of Jesus. Oh yeah, they iron up real good and hair will take care of it and all that, you know, the cleaning deals take, but they haven't been washing the blood. There's only one thing that will purify, and that's the blood of Jesus Christ. The blood of Jesus that has never lost its power. And you know why? He just don't purify you. He make you brand new, brother. You are a new creature when you become to Him. Woo! All things are passed away. Behold, all things are all things have become new. You ain't going through a process. When you got saved, hallelujah, He says you die and now you are born again. You are blind. Now you belong to a different pound. I'll take you from this field. I'll take you from this stinky pound. And I'll put you in the living water. Hallelujah. And everybody will know there is something about that man. There is something about that woman. What is it? You know what it is? They walk with God. They drink from the living water. Hallelujah. There is joy unspeakable and full of glory. And they have never yet been told. Hallelujah. They are drinking from the fountain. Jesus Christ. Woo! Hallelujah. Coming by with that money. Hallelujah. Because some of you are still rebels about being. Some I know it. Yeah. I may as well quit. When the pastor tells you the things that you ought to live for. Because now you belong to the living water. said, well, I don't like that. You know what you need to do? You need to get thirst. And said, Lord, hallelujah, give me to drink from the living water.